I don't go in big for religion, but I believe in the Almighty. I had seen a vast power at work supporting Michael's actions. Coincidence seemed to go to insane lengths at times to make sure he was where he needed to be to help someone in trouble. I had seen that power strike down seriously twisted foes without Michael so much as raising his voice. That power, that faith, had carried him through dangers and battles he had no business surviving, much less winning. But I had never thought too much about how hard it must be for him to leave his home when the archangels or God or whoever sent up a flare and called him off to a crisis. I glanced aside at Molly. She was smiling, but I could see the strain and worry beneath the surface. Hard on his family, too. "Haven't you left?" called a woman's voice from upstairs. The house creaked again, and Michael's wife appeared at the top of the stairway, saying, "You'll be..." Her voice cut off suddenly. I hadn't ever seen Charity in a red silk kimono before. Like Michael, her hair was damp from the shower. Even wet, it still looked blonde. Charity had nice legs, clearly defined muscles in her calves shifting as she stepped to the head of the stairs, and what I could see of the rest of her looked much the same. Strong, fit, healthy. She bore a sleeping child on one hip, my namesake, Harry, the youngest of the bunch. His arms and legs splayed in perfect relaxation, and his head was pillowed on her shoulder. His cheeks were pink with that look very young children get while sleeping. Blue eyes widened in utter surprise, and for just a moment she froze, staring at Molly. She opened her mouth for a second, words hesitating on her tongue. Then her eyes shifted to me, and surprise fell to recognition, which was followed by a melange of anger, worry, and fear. She clutched her kimono a little more tightly to her, her mouth working for a second more, then said, "Excuse me for a moment."